Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig, and we've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
Moist. Good aftertaste. And I like your idea about the rose petal decorations.
Attention to detail in all matters is of grave importance, but especially in matters of baking.
Ah, I couldn't agree more. So I think that's two big thumbs up for the vanilla and rosewater cupcakes for next week's menu. What do we have left to test?
There is still the matter of the cookies.
Happy, we're not selling those cookies. We're trying to attract more customers, not scare them away.
The fact that it is an aberrant recipe does not automatically mean that it will scare customers away. The toroid is the top-selling item at Signature Eats.
They're not going to scare people because they're aberrant. They're going to scare people because they're despair-flavored. Why would anyone want to eat something that's despair-flavored?
It is a unique culinary experience.
That's like calling getting stabbed in a library a unique literary experience. What kind of crazy person is out there thinking, chocolate chip? No thanks. Let me get a baker's dozen of despair.
Hey guys! Why does it smell like my high school gym in here?
You are most likely smelling the aberrant despair cookies.
Despair? I'm intrigued. What does that taste like? Can I try one?
I do not retract my previous statement. Also, B, you're late.
I know, sorry, but you're going to thank me. I come bearing intel. Check it out.
A pink box?
It's from the competition. We have to know what we're up against if we're going to beat them. And don't worry, I had Tad buy them for me, so they shouldn't be spiked with anything nasty.
We've been to the shop. Sterling couldn't frost a cupcake if his life depended on it. And Morgan is spite baking, which is never a recipe for success. I'm not worried.
Well, not to be all doom and gloom, but maybe you should be. When I was there earlier, there was a line out the door.
There was? I guess it has been kind of quiet here today. But we've been so busy with the new menu that I didn't notice.
They have been established for less than a week, and their baking prowess is substandard. How have they amassed such a large customer base already?
Magic.
Magic? Like, mind control?
No. Magical recipes, like confectionery witchcraft. They're not just selling regular baked goods. Morgan is using recipes from class. It's a full Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory situation in there.
Is that the movie about the deranged warlock assassinating children for sport?
That's not... Yeah, I guess that is what that movie is about.
Troubling.
Anyway, this is a sampler box. It has a little of everything. First up, angel food cake bites.
Ugh. This is way too dense. Why would anyone eat these?
That's why. Voila! Angel wings.
Get me down! I don't do heights! Ow!
I gotcha. Don't worry, it should wear off in a minute.
The cake causes the one who consumes it to sprout wings?
Yeah. Here, try one. Whoa!
Is that supposed to happen?
I have grown wings. Is that not what you said the intended effect was?
Yeah, but it's supposed to give you fluffy angel wings. You look like you should be on a heavy metal album. Which is totally sick, by the way.
Huh. I guess it's his aberrant mojo messing with the effect.
My corporeal form is resistant, though not impervious, to unwanted physical changes.
Makes sense. Sig, when you went down from the lotus paste, I had to be the one to go in after you because it didn't affect Happy. Oh, and speaking of, next on the menu is Sleep Tight Lotus Bites, guaranteed to give you good dreams.
Hard pass. I don't want to take another nap on the bakery floor.
Totally get you. One time in college, my roommate didn't label a tray of brownies in the fridge, and let me tell you—
What is this confection?
Huh? It looks like a cinnamon roll. But we haven't made those in class yet. I don't know what it does.
It smells aberrant.
Maybe we can skip that one for now.
You do not trust it because it is aberrant.
This again? Happy, it's not because it's aberrant. It's because it's an unknown baked good made by Bee's least favorite classmate, and you're... I'm still not clear on what Sunny is to you. Sworn enemy? Longtime rival? X?
My money's on X.
We tried the human magical confections. We should try the aberrant one as well. It is only fair.
I don't know, Hap. I'm getting some weird readings here. Maybe you should... Never mind.
Well?
It is... subpar. Like the others.
Great. We've established that you can make cruddy pastry with human magic or aberrant mojo. Is that the lesson you wanted me to learn here?
Are you feeling okay? Any magical effects?
I do not feel any different. But, as I said, my aberrant physiology is resistant to physical...
Happy!
Are you okay?
I feel...
Ow!
Hey!
What was that? Is everybody okay? Wait, why do I sound like Bee?
Yeah? Oh, weird. I sound just like... Oh my god. Sig?
That's me.
And Happy?
I believe so.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Bee, calm down. You're triggering Happy's dramatic echo.
Sorry, but can you believe me? We got Freaky Friday'd.
It is a Wednesday.
No, it's not about the day. It just means we switched bodies.
And this usually happens on a certain day of the week.
No, I just think they like the alliteration. It's just a movie with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, and why am I explaining this? You don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, can we stay on task here, please? No offense to you and your body, I'm sure it's great, but I would like to get back into mine. Do you know how to fix this?
No, but let me check my... Ow!
What happened?
It zapped me. My laptop zapped me. That's so... My hand's on fire!
Bee, you must stay calm. It is only aberrant fire. In my body, it is not dangerous to you.
But it is dangerous to my very wooden shop! Please put that out!
Don't you think I'm trying? Do you think I want my hands to be on fire? Oh, sorry, I don't know how to turn that off. Happy, how do you control this?
I simply recognize that my corporeal body is a weak shadow of my true self, bound to the mortal plane and existent for only the purposes of carrying out my will, and that knowledge allows me to subjugate it into submission.
Are you sure I can't just listen to whale sounds or something?
Hey! Your hand's not on fire anymore.
It's not?
Well, it wasn't. Okay, calm down. I'm sure we can fix this. You were going to check something on your laptop?
I was, but then it zapped me. I don't know what... Oh, duh. It's the security measures. It's my magical focus, so it won't let anyone but me use it for magical stuff. But I'm not really me right now, so it's locking me out.
Sig, perhaps you can try, since you are in Bee's body.
Bee, is that okay?
Go for it. There's a fingerprint pad right there. Just put your pointer finger there and...
It worked!
Great. Okay, now, press the little cupcake icon. That's my textbook for confectionery witchcraft. I borrowed it from the library and digitized it. I promised myself I would never spend money on another textbook, and that still applies in a magical world.
Okay, done. What should I look for?
The cinnamon roll had an aberrant magical signature, but it is not an aberrant dish. Perhaps Morrigan modified an existing recipe.
Yeah, search for any kind of cinnamon rolls.
All right, one sec. Oh, I think this is it. Cinnamon roll swirls. Roll spelled R-O-L-E. This advanced recipe swaps the minds of any individuals within its area of effect. Caution, spell effects can be unpredictable. Substitutions or additions are not advisable.
I'm guessing aberrant energy isn't on the ingredient list.
No, it is not.
Aberrant ones specialize in manipulation of the mind and soul. It is highly probable that Morrigan failed to complete the recipe as written, so she employed Sunny's abilities to approximate the intended effect.
That's not good. Mixing witch magic and aberrant magic can get really dicey if you're not careful.
Yeah, Bee, I think we got that.
Does the book give an instruction on how to reverse the effects of the spell?
According to this, with the amount that Happy ate, it should have worn off already.
As B said, the aberrant effect likely changed the spell. And I do not think the base spell was meant to be cast on an aberrant one. It likely would have misfired regardless. We may need to undo the spell's effect manually.
B, is that something you can do?
Maybe, but I need my laptop and I can't use it right now, remember?
Oh, right. Well, could we call in reinforcements? Happy, you said aberrant ones are great at mind games. Can you get one of your contacts in the Abyss to reverse this?
If anyone in the Abyss learns that I am in the body of the Supreme Cultist, they will undoubtedly believe that it was due to purposeful machinations and proceed to begin the subjugation of all mortal kind.
Alrighty, suggestion retracted. Maybe we can get a witch or a wizard then? I'd call my brother Kurt, but I think he's doing a foreign exchange type thing with Everall right now. Maybe we can call someone at Hexwell?
We can try, but not everyone is going to be as chill about Happy as we are. I had to make a whole cloaking spell so True Claw kids would stop sensing Happy on my aura and trying to smite me.
Additionally, magic of this sort is very personal. It has the highest possible chance of success if done by one who is well acquainted with the affected minds rather than an outsider, however skilled.
So you're saying one of us should do it?
That would be safest, yes.
Well, Happy, you're in Sig's body, so you don't have any magic. Can I do it in your body?
In theory, yes. If you could harness my aberrant abilities properly, you would be able to override the spell effects by directly rearranging our minds. However, it is a very delicate operation, and failing would have dire consequences.
So either B needs to learn to control her emotions so she can use your powers, or I need to learn how to code so I can use B's laptop.
That is correct.
Oops.
Find me a tutorial.
Episode 5, Roll Call, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook, and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, and Sarah Ruth Thomas as B. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Sig, you're probably going to want to stay away from dairy while you're in my body. Wait, Happy, you're not lactose intolerant, are you?
No. My physical form lacks the organs required to experience intestinal distress.
Sweet. I'm going to enjoy this while it lasts. Ice cream sundaes, here I come.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Welcome to My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon.
Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowman?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.